beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, hopefully this afternoon, going to be the views of Michael Shaw. Michael, are you there? Michael, are you there? Well, I will hope that Michael will be back with us in just a moment or two, but right now, of course, I thought maybe we'd talk to you a little bit about the General Motors strike. You know, if you analyze the General Motors strike and you know what is happening in the negotiations between the union and General Motors, you'll know that General Motors is planning on cutting production at least 20% in the last quarter of this year. But according to the union contract, why, of course, General Motors has to pay the employees even if they're not working, if they simply cut production. So what better way to get the union and, of course, the employees to finance the cutbacks than to simply go out on strike? And so the people are going to go out on strike. They're going to end up getting $200 a week if they're on the strike lines without understanding that they're doing exactly what General Motors wants them to do. They are actually relieving General Motors of the responsibility of paying them when they cut back on their production lines for the next couple of months. They have 2 or 3 months' worth of cars on hand, and I believe that the union leaders are playing right into General Motors' hands or maybe working with them. If you read Milton Friedman's amazing book, Capitalism and Freedom, he will tell you that this is the game that they played with the United Mine Workers. And certainly, time and time again, the United Mine Workers and union representatives would go into negotiations when the miners had excessive amounts of coal on hand and couldn't move it. And then, of course, the union would go out on strike and the people would become impoverished while the mine owners, were working down this massive supply of coal that they had. And that was wonderful. As soon as they got down, they got rid of all the excess coal, then they'd sign a contract with the United Mine Workers, and the employees would really feel that they'd made great strides and it forced the employers into signing a contract. Whereas in truth, of course, it has all been contrived. And the heads of the union were working hand in glove with the United Mine Workers, and that the book is called Capitalism and Freedom by Milton Friedman. And, you know, you learn so much by reading books and finding out what's happened in the past. And I fear that they play this game over and over again. I think this is just what General Motors is doing now. And, of course, if it serves their purposes, they'll simply close down all of their factories here in the United States and bring the cars in from other countries, and they'll be able to do that. They're producing them, my understanding, in both Canada and Mexico and the Orient today, and it's not very hard. But in a couple of months, if things don't look very good, they'll start shipping those cars over here. And many of the people working for the United Auto Workers will find themselves without either pensions or any sort of financial recompensation. Well, we're going to just be back here in a moment or two, and hopefully we'll be hooked up with Genesis at that time. We'll have Michael Shaw on the program, and we'll have a good time. If not, we'll simply open up the lines at 1-800-259-5791 and look forward to your calls. That's 1-800-259-5791 right here at the Genesis Communication Network.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black murky elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed. move without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-sinesterols than ordinary soft palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-894-3418.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and Sydney, I'm hoping that we're going to have Michael with us very shortly until he gets here. I thought maybe we'd talk a little bit about what's happening financially. Of course, we've been telling you for some time that there's an organized effort to do away with the middle class here in the United States, to really impoverish our people. And, of course, one of the things they're doing is destroying the value of our currency, because simply the stability of a society is dependent upon the stability of the currency. And the Federal Reserve System was commissioned back in 1913 to preserve the stability of our of currency. During the intervening years, they've destroyed 96% of the value of the 1913 dollar, and of course the remaining small value is beginning to be destroyed very rapidly. A few years ago, why, the dollar was about $1.30 to the basket of currencies, I think 6 or 7 currencies. It has fallen to 80, and of course 80 was the point. If it ever went below 80, they figured that the dollar would just keep rapidly decreasing in value. Well, it's down to a little over 78 now in relationship to the basket of currencies, and falling. And other currencies are beginning to fall as well. The British pound is beginning to fall. And the whole world monetary system is beginning to come unraveled. And why? Because they've been creating a fantastic rate of inflation, lowering the interest rates, pouring money into the system. And if you look and see what they're really doing, I mean, they're flooding the world with money. And this is highly inflationary. The inflation rate in the United States is not 2.2 or 2.4. The inflation rate in the United States is about 11%. And the M3, which, of course, they will not print anymore because they don't know what they're really doing, the M3 is running close to 14%, which means you'll be looking at 14% inflation a couple of years down the line unless something happens dramatically. And right now, however, we have it on the line. Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates, and we're going to be talking about sustainable development and the plan using the environment as a vehicle of taking away our freedom. Michael, thanks so very much for being with us again.
Well, Stan, it's great to be here. I apologize. I thought it was 4 o'clock today. So.
I'm sorry. Anyway, why don't you just go right ahead? And remember, this is a separate audience, so you can repeat everything you said this morning when we did our program on the American Freedom Network.
Well, we've talked in the past in terms of describing the nature and the emblems of sustainable development. And I think it's always worth at least reviewing that and starting over so that new members of the audience kind of get some footing with the basis for this three-legged beast that's really seeking to devour the freedoms of the American people. That program is called Sustainable Development. Now, what's important for people to understand in recognizing it, that sustainable development stands on, like I say, these three legs. They call it the three E's. Those are economy, equity, and the environment. Now, by equity, they mean changing the system of justice in this country from one that was based on equal justice, the concept solidified for the American experience in our real founding document, the Declaration of Independence. So it substitutes a system of equal justice for a system of social justice. Now, that's what's meant by the equity E of sustainable development. The environmental E is one that is predicated on two ideas. The first is to transform the nature of our government, of our economics, excuse me, from free enterprise to public-private partnership. Well, there's nothing new about public-private partnership. Probably a concept that's existed forever, but certainly the champion of public-private partnership was Benito Mussolini. So to take away the ideas of property, when you go to a public-private partnership system of economics, you must abolish private property. After all, private property can't compete with subsidized competitors who then get laws made that give them, in effect, monopolies. Here in Santa Cruz, you have a system of that making in the context of home building. By and large, there are exceptions, by and large, you don't build, as a home builder, several houses unless you have subscribed to the public-private partnership scheme imposed by the County of Santa Cruz. Now, that dynamic is happening across the country and around the world because the sustainable development effort is a global effort. It's centered, in one context, you could say it's centered in the United Nations, who's responsible for espousing its rules. But, of course, the United Nations exists only as an outreach for the Democrat and Republican parties within the United States. This is the method for those parties, both committed to a globalist world, to actually implement it from the outside upon Americans. Now, when you really study the workings of sustainable development coming through the United Nations, and you track that effort through the federal departments, you see a perfect parallel. In fact, the Department of State reports to the United Nations on how effective it is being at implementing the land use goals and the education goals of sustainable development policy. So, if we have an appreciation for what it means to experience the American dynamic, if we want that for our children, we need to understand that it is changing. It's almost a fait accompli. Most of us don't even know it's coming.
And of course, the thing is that most people don't understand that there is an organized, orchestrated effort out there to change America forever, and it's being, of course, implemented by people of great wealth and power who have a different vision of America, a different vision of the world. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, I think that's a fair statement if we attach the specificity of the United Nations Sustainable Development Programming, which is part of the last three presidential administrations, that's a period of 20 years, has been at the core of executive department implementation. Our Congress has been fully complacent and complementary to the implementation of sustainable development policy. So this centralized world focus that you talk about is its action plan, its political and economic action plan is sustainable development, which is why I really encourage people to, there are various sites around the country that can put a good light on this. Ours is certainly one of them, freedomadvocates.org, where you can get a good view of how this dynamic is coming about, where it came from, and what you can expect coming from it. Reports certainly focused originally here in Santa Cruz, but now we get reports from all around the world and certainly all around the country that evidence the likeness of the sustainable program's land-grabbing techniques around the country. And certainly the educational techniques are solidified by federal legislation, left-right legislation, the Kennedy-Bush education bill, which was passed, No Child Left Behind, early in Bush's administration, leading us to really realize that the program for indoctrinating the children to this new globalist world order, where there are no unalienable rights, where human beings are biological resources to be used for the benefit of a few elitists, and there are discrete rules about caring for the earth.
And, of course, it's really amazing how they're able to get our children to believe in global warming. Oh, everybody agrees global warming. The glaciers are melting. The sea level is rising. We're all certainly going to be inundated and underwater here in coastal towns because of the sea level rising up. And we've even seen pictures that are utilized in our school textbooks that show New York City and just simply the top of the Empire State Building above the waves. And, you know, you tell a lie often enough, especially if you reinforce it with a picture. A lot of these kids really believe this. They believe, of course, that all the species are going extinct and we're all going to be destroyed if we don't give the government more control over our lives. And every problem that we have dealing with the environment, and there certainly are many, there's certainly many things that are happening that should not be happening. The very people many times who are polluting our planet are the very people who are calling for more government controls. In other words, they create the problem, they have an answer, but until people understand that the common denominator behind every problem is a new series of government laws.
Well, and the environmental movement is a major spigot for those new laws. You know, the environmental movement, that's the third of the three E's. Remember, equity, justice, system first. Second was economics, and third is environment. The purpose and the contribution the environmental discussion gives to this political economic takeover of America is just that. It provides cover. It gets everybody focused on a sustainable development program because it's geared to the environment, while the price for that gearing is a surrender of the American concepts of equal justice and the American principles of free enterprise. So that's why, you know, it's very important that public air and public water sources stay unpolluted. But that's the purpose of government in the environmental spectrum, is to make sure that the air and water conditions aren't polluted. But it's not the condition of government in a free society to mandate uses and exert tremendous controls and economic disincentives for the healthy and wholesome management and use of private property. And that's what sustainable development at its core really goes at. It's not about protecting the environment. Ha ha, not in any way. It is about abolishing private property and establishing a new system of governance, a new system of justice in this country and around the world.
And, of course, it is a worldwide movement that Michael is talking about, and it is being implemented in literally every community across America. Most people have no idea what's going on. Even many of the people involved don't understand that there is a master plan, and it's being skillfully implemented today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Advocates.org. Our phone number is 831-684-2232.
Let's get that telephone number a second time.
831-684-2232.
Okay, go right ahead.
I think our primary focus for the 6 years we've been in existence has been to understand the workings of one of the leading communities for sustainable development application. I mean, if you go back to the 70s and 80s and early 90s, and that would be Santa Cruz. And so, you know, when the realization of how the pieces fit together came to a large group of us here in Santa Cruz in the year 2000, it, you know, the first thought was, well, let's document it and record how it's not just happening here, but how it's being generated and what its goals are. And from that, then, create tools, pamphlets and videos and audios that can be used in your community to begin to bring people who know something's wrong, bring people a good general description with specifics where it is and the directions you want to head to discover more fully, so that you get a whole perspective of the takedown that sustainable development is. Now, the words are warm and clear, but you know, if the devil's going to give you a term to disguise tyranny, why not come up with a term like sustainable? Everything sustainable is exactly contrary to the principles upon which the country was founded. And yet, all political parties are singing its tune. They don't talk to their membership about it. They don't even talk to some of their elected officials about it. But they give them their voting blocks and voting directions so that we move step by step, left, right, down, 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 toward this world, this globalist world of sustainable development, where human beings become regarded, this is actually the terminology used to describe human beings in the Interior Department, Bureau of Land Management, they call human beings biological resources.
Well, isn't really sustainable development almost another word for socialism?
Well, no, I don't think so. Because I think it's economics, if we talk the political economic system, I think it's the economics of fascism. And it's the political system of communism. It is a totalitarian system, no doubt. But it's a little wider base than the old-fashioned Russian communist socialist system. Because here they're taking in the multinationals as their partners.
Well, why do people of great wealth support this system, which would appear in many respects to restrict the freedom of the and the power of the people of great wealth? Why do people of great wealth support this concept?
Well, I can't answer that other than to say that a lot of human beings just go along, and you know we can certainly look back to the days when Bill Gates was being shook down by the government. You know, the appearance would be that he capitulated and became a big fund giver to globalist programs of all sorts, and so you know I can only speculate, but I would speculate that. As Gates began to look at his options and think, holy smokes, these government oppressors can put a big squeeze on me. And they can use tailored laws to strip me down. I'll go along with the program. You know, extortion plays heavily in the implementation of sustainable development policies.
And, Chris, how does this tie into the 1992 Earth Summit and the things that came out of the Earth Summit in 1992 that was held in Rio de Janeiro?
Well, that was the kickoff for sustainable development policy. It's when it was announced or unleashed on the world. And yet, here in Santa Cruz, in 1990, the electorate passed something called Measure C, the Decade of the Environment. And the language out of the Decade of the Environment can't come straight from the 1992 Rio Declaration. So in other words, Santa Cruz was using the language of that conference 2 years before the conference. They were working with an organization called ICLEI, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, sitting up in Ontario, Canada, who works for the Santa Cruz City Council and the Santa Cruz Board of Supervisors in coming up with our local sustainable programs. Now, I got a communication just today from Brisbane, Australia. They have the same organization doing much of the same thing over there. Right. International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives is a United Nations NGO, and it is controlling and converting systems of local
government. Hold that thought, please.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
now, you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET ActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest today is Michael Shaw from freedomadvocates.org. That's freedomadvocates.org. And again, Michael, I'd like you to get your telephone number, and certainly we've got the website out there, but what can people get from you if they were to contact your organization? What sort of things do you have that will help them better to understand sustainable development and educate other people about this very real threat to the survival of our republic?
Well, I think one of the most profound tools that we or anybody has established is a pamphlet, a 24-page pamphlet called Understanding Sustainable Development, Agenda 21. We call it a guide for public officials. It's really a launching post for every American. You certainly can share this with your public officials, and you know, if they're genuine Americans and honest human beings, they'll begin to take issue and dive in for this themselves. But you know, I think it's most important that the maximum number of people, including young people, especially young people, begin to acquaint themselves with the principles of sustainable development, because out of that, the move against a sustainable development and the restoration of the principles of America. Will happen. But if we stay asleep much longer, the wheels of sustainable development, it has been set up based on funding from globalist banking forces, who now for 100 years across the world has been able to make all currencies out of thin air, loan it out, charge interest, receive that interest tax-free, and buy up whatever multinational interest they want, whatever news media interest they want, whatever academic interest they want. And after 100 years of all that money, I mean, incalculable amounts, after 100 years of that, they're now ready to, as George Bernard Shaw said at the first part of the 20th century, he says, we will crawl like turtles as long as it takes. When the time is ripe, we will race through the open to get to the finish line. And that's what sustainable development is all about. It is the race to the finish line for a one-world tyrannical government where human beings, nothing more than biological resources, our numbers are to be reduced, the concept of private property is eliminated, the ideals of equal justice are bypassed as a new era of social justice. You can go to any law school in the United States these days, and social justice is held up for the students as the prototype of the American goal. We are in trouble.
And we are. So they are racing to the finish line, and most people don't even know the race is going on.
That's right. If you pay attention, you'll pick up their scent really fast. It isn't that tough to do once you open your mind to the possibility that we've been taken down a primrose path.
And, of course, I think the economies of the world are in trouble. I think that we're heading into a war over with the Muslim world, but that's really a major diversion as our attention is focused on the war in the Middle East. These things are happening at home, with step by step. Instead of amending the Constitution and doing what they're doing legally, they're just passing these laws in violation of the Constitution, knowing full well that the American people would never willingly give up freedom. But you see, these people hate freedom. They want this type of public-private partnership or corporate fascism, call it what you will, and it's being implemented very, very rapidly. And the common denominator, and of course one justification for this whole thing, is sustainable development. And who could be against sustainable development and preserving the species? And what about the water? Certainly they're using water as a vehicle for controlling the populations of the farmers, aren't they?
Well, they are. Let me go back to, I'll come back to that, but a comment you made a moment ago about demonstrating how sustainable development helps explain these things. I will pro-offer that if you know sustainable development, you understand the political economic objectives of the globalists. You know, rooted in the devil or any other view you want to take of the dynamic, I can just offer to listeners that if they understand sustainable development, they will know the thrust of the political economics of the globalist movement designed to take down the institution of America. And I'm sorry, you asked me about water?
Right, and that's because they are using the so-called the idea that we're running out of water, and they point out, do you know that water costs more over there in Saudi Arabia than oil does? The world is running out of water. They use that thing in Saudi Arabia, and then they tell you India is running out of water, America is running out of water. My goodness, the world is running out of water, and of course that's why we have to have so much more control over the water. And you know, by saying it often enough, pretty soon they begin to believe, convince people it's really true.
Well, the first thing one has to understand is that throughout the history of the world, the amount of water doesn't change. It changes form and it changes location. You know, it condenses, goes up in the air, blows over here, and falls there. There certainly are localized limitations to water use where there's a shortfall. But to illustrate how the political process has taken the water issue and just made a silly mess of it is evidenced right here in Santa Cruz. We have a water shortage. People are not able to water their lawns up in the San Lorenzo Valley right now. The San Lorenzo Valley sits in the rainforest of the California coastal redwood range. Now, the potential to develop water sufficient for the small population in our mountain communities has always existed. But the globalist goal of consolidating our county with Monterey County and San Bernardino and even Santa Clara County's water systems to the destruction of any private interest in water aquifers on, say, a farmer's land is building up huge amounts of steam. There is good news there, though. Last month, the California Supreme Court, remarkably, not a court known for protecting private property ideals, ruled that the effort to pipe water from the Central Valley into Santa Clara County to feed the aquifers was a plan that was taken in violation of California taxing laws. As a consequence, the $40 million or more that has been collected by the water agency from farmers who were taxed on the production of their own water now has to go back to those farmers. That water district will be left bankrupt. Now, that's a huge defense for the idea of private property. Remember, private property extends to the core of the earth and up into the heavens. So water under your land, subject to rules because water transfers across boundaries easily, water under your land is yours to take. That's what propels free enterprise farming in this country. You know, the most magnificent solution to human hunger problems ever experienced. And now by taking water away from the farmers, the plan is to put the farmlands in the hands of the public-private partners, the corporate entities that will grow what government wants us to eat.
And, of course, you know, they create the problem by blocking the building of dams and reservoirs, by actually tearing down dams that are in existence today that are trapping the water and keeping the aquifers up in the name of, the fishies, you know, the little fishies, and we've got to tear the dams down. Basically, anybody who comes up with a solution, that's the last thing they want. They want the problem, because if they can have the problem, then they can justify controlling you and controlling the farmers and controlling where you live and how much water you can have. And there's even a plan. What's this incredible plan where they want to cut back the individual water consumption by 90%? Is that true?
Well, the World Bank, a real engine in the whole globalist sustainable movement, the World Bank's water policy, yes, that's right, the World Bank involves itself with water policy everywhere, calls for the allocation of 10 gallons per day per human. That's globally. The American middle class has to be taken down so that we can fit within their confines. 10 gallons per day per person. Today, the American average is 140 gallons. Just remember, water never disappears. It just changes its location, and it changes, you know, from gas to liquid. Water doesn't disappear. You say, well, what about the water I drink? Less comes out. I say, well, that is one real consumption of water. But plants create, greenery creates water, which more than offsets the water that's actually consumed within a person's being. But you take a shower, that water either goes back into the aquifer where it came from, or it goes up into the air and runs down the road a bit and falls out of the air and into somebody else's backyard. Water doesn't disappear.
But of course,
so a water shortage is being created everywhere, even in the middle of a rainforest. When I was in Hawaii last summer, there's an area where there's 400 inches, this is on Kauai, 400 inches of annual rainfall. 3 miles away, ranchers were losing their property because of water restrictions.
And the thing is that the fact that intelligent people go along with these things simply because they're told by the media, they're controlled by the experts, they're controlled by the universities, they're controlled, told by government officials that there's this real crisis in water. Oh, we've got to conserve water. And yet instead of doing what really should be done, and that is creating adequate reservoirs and dams, we're tearing down dams all across America today. And the average American shakes their head and says, I don't understand what's going on. Well, if they'd get the material from Michael Shaw, they would begin to understand. There is a master plan that's being implemented. And, of course, the ultimate goal is the destruction of freedom in America and throughout the world.
Dan, let me help citizens find one or more circumstance that may facilitate the linkage of the globalist dots that operate in America today. The first is what I call funny money. You know, the U.S. Federal Reserve note has no real backing. It's simply decreed, printed, therefore called fiat. was decreed and printed by a narrow consortium of international bankers whose names weren't even disclosed to us. Throughout history, fiat money has always ended in failure. So I ask the question, how long before the Federal Reserve or its successor issues new American currency? And what would happen to the destruction of today's fiat dollar? What would happen to ordinary people in that situation? You know, I will bet that it would lead to repressive and controlling changes in our form of government if they have a citizenry that is not in tune with what they're up to. The system of money is a key foundational element to making sustainable development policy. That is a globalist takeover, a control of all human activity. Could not happen but for the existence of a 100-year-old cartel that has skimmed everything off the top and has control of our assets and our resources. We've put ourselves in a deep hole. It's going to take some clear thinking to dig us out. Solutions exist, but solutions are impossible until the public begins to see the direction that all our leaders, the path of the direction that they've put us on. You say, well, Shaw, that can't be. And I say, through their control of the Republican Party, through IDU.org, if you've not looked at the International Democrat Union, take a look at IDU.org, see the Republican involvement in an international organization dedicated to bringing globally into effect the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. Now, the Declaration of Human Rights is the exact opposite of the Declaration of Independence. One recognizes our unalienable right to life, liberty, and property, and the other surrenders all those rights to the man behind the black curtain at the UN. Article 29, Section 3 actually limits all rights granted in the Declaration to anybody to the then prevailing thought of the United Nations. In Santa Cruz, it's particularly important. Our high schools run model UN programs. There's no true teaching of the Constitution or its principles anywhere that I can see. And that's a pattern repeated across the country. We've got to grab hold of our local school districts. We've got to break the federal cycle of money and systems for education and cause our local educational systems to get down to what matters. They might have a hard time finding accredited teachers who've been trained up in this new world system, but grabbing our local educational system's future is very important. I want you to understand the true dynamics behind sustainable development. Another way to root your understanding is to just begin to really watch the effort that seeks to abolish private property. Now, we've talked about that. We may talk about that a little more before the show's over. But another way to understand the big picture is to recognize the advance of so-called communitarian laws. The Anti-Communitarian League does a pretty good job of showing this communitarian movement, which is just a smooth word for communist social policies applied on a local level. And you won't find a neighborhood in all of America that has not got encased by this communitarian policy dynamic. So understanding communitarian law helps you begin to see the link of dots. But as we talked about a little bit ago, it's the educational indoctrination that will convince many people that we are on a very dangerous path, that our next generation is being prepared to live in a post-private property era. That means an era, as George Washington, who said, private property and freedom are inseparable. We are about to live in a post-private property era. And our children are being prepared to live in that world.
And I think it's really so interesting that if you read the Constitution, you will never see the words life and liberty without the word property. Well, life and liberty are always associated with the word property in our Constitution, and that is why, of course, these people want to take away property rights, because with that, they can take away our life and our liberty.
Well, that's right. I mean, how many people living in Santa Cruz, and you can substitute your town perhaps, would want to say anything disfavorably about government if you own land that you want to put to use?
I do that, and, you know, I've owned land zone for 30 houses for 22 years, and I can't build my own. So sometimes you maybe pay a price for speaking out, but to not speak out is to say we succumb to it and deliver this new world order to our children. That's something that I think an increasing number of Americans are simply not going to be satisfied with.
And, of course, these people very arbitrarily misuse their power. They become simply like commissars in the Soviet Union. You have your government bureaucrats. You can determine who will get a building permit and who will not. And it's an arbitrary decision. And, of course, just try to fight them because they'll make your life miserable. Well, our guest has been Michael Schaum, freedomadvocates.org, freedomadvocates.org. Once more, the telephone number, Michael.
831-684-2232.
God bless, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks so very much.
Thank you, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $49 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at berkeywater.com.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network and Sydney. If you'd like to learn more about sustainable development, Michael Shaw has a great deal of great information. We offer something, though, that is rather unique. It's called the Sustainable Development Syllabus. It has the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment, which is the master plan, 1,142 pages, published by Cambridge University Press. The master plan for the world, and you won't find it any other place. In the Sustainable Development Syllabus, you'll also get our material on population control, the Georgia Guidestones, the World Bank, water policy, the Earth Charter, so much here. And, of course, we recommend people get the Sustainable Development Syllabus along with our video on the Sustainable Development The Road to World Tyranny. That's the title of my video. Sustainable Development, The Road to World Tyranny, and our support tape set on sustainable development. We have a great DVD on global warming. We have a four-tape set on global warming. We have, and Chris, part of this whole idea of sustainable development is the idea of killing off a large part of the world population. That's why you need to get the new DVD we've just put together called Nandere College Genocide. We had this in video before, but now we have it in DVD. We also have the Planned Population Reduction in a DVD, and my talk in Population Control on a video. We have my Population Control Agenda monograph. You need to get this information. You need to understand there are people out there who really intend to kill off most of the people in the world. And people say, why would anybody want to do that? I mean, that doesn't make sense. And I would ask, why did the Nazis kill 6 million Jews and 12 million other people, simply slaughter them there in Germany? And then why did the American CIA, under Operation Paperclip, bring many of those Nazi scientists to the United States to continue the macabre experiments and help the Nazis? About 10,000 of them escaped to South America, the most violent and ruthless of them, men like Martin Bormann and Eichmann and certainly Klaus Barbie and Dr. Mengele. They were never prosecuted. They were never seen at Nuremberg. They just disappeared, and thanks to the CIA, you need to get, of course, our four-tape set on Operation Paperclip. The book that covers that, The Secret Agenda, you could get it up on the Internet for a couple hundred dollars, but we have interviews with the author of The Secret Agenda going into Operation Paperclip. We have the book, The Medusa File. That's The Medusa File. We have all sorts of great information on our website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, or if you'd like a free catalog, our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Let me remind you about our all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 28th of October. We do hope that many of you will be coming to that. We're going to be serving lunch. You're going to have a reservation. But it's right here in the North Shore of the Monterey Bay. We've got a great list of speakers, and we do hope that you'll be coming. 28th of October, it's a Sunday, because that is a better day for a lot of our people, and so we think you'll really learn a great deal. And then, of course, we'd hope that many of you out there, if you have not yet made your preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead, when the financial chaos comes to this country, when we go to war with Iran, and there are terrorist attacks and the breakdown of society, and I really believe it's going to come. Why, if you'd like to get an emergency food catalog that also contains all the other things that you need, if you'd like to get a water filter, Berkey water filters we do carry, if you'd like to get the barrels and pumps and all of the things you need to look after yourself, why, give us a call. We'd be glad to send you an emergency catalog. Or if you have one, don't put this off, because believe me, it's far later than you think. So call us at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get information on how to shelter in place, how to survive in your home if there is a chaotic situation. We carry the video Sheltering in Place, and I think you'll find it fascinating. We carry the book of Nuclear War Survival Skills and so much more. Give us a call, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Yeah. This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And with us this afternoon is our good friend Dr. Dennis Ketty, who, as you know, writes a regular columnist for newswithviews.com. And, of course, those of you who listen to our program know that he is really certainly one of the country's outstanding researchers on so much of what's going on, and certainly he's worked in the past for institutions where, of course, they relied upon his ability to anticipate what the future held, and he's done such a good job of anticipating the morass we've gotten into over in Iraq. And you read the things he wrote, like his book on a cover-up that simply anticipated long before we ever attacked Iraq exactly what has happened. Well, Dr. Ketty, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. I just wish more people would pay attention to some of these things. It would have saved some lives. And you, since you mentioned cover up, for example, one of the things, I think it's around page 78 or 80. I put with Saddam, and this I wrote this before the war actually began. Most of that book, about six of the seven chapters, were about 9/11, but I included a whole chapter about Iraq because I sense that what the power elite was up to, getting Bush to put that fleet out there to supposedly pressure Saddam, but actually then once they're there, if you either have to use them within a certain length of time, they can't stay there forever, you have to back off, and Bush wasn't going to back off, appeared to be cowardly or something in his own mind, and so once you do that, the war begins. And so what I did was I put down what Saddam's secret strategy would be. Apparently nobody listened. Nobody read the thing, at least in decision-making, because I remember for the next, I think, 9 months on NBC's Meet the Press with Tim Russert, Dick Cheney and Don Rumsfeld would say, oh, no, you know, this was a real war. Saddam didn't plan this all along. Mission accomplished, the banner across the ship read as Bush comes down in the plane, and you know, for 9 months they kept saying this, and I kept saying, well, no, don't you understand that there was just token resistance because Saddam actually wanted you to get from Kuwait to Baghdad early, quickly, because only then would you get out of battle formation and into these smaller patrols that could be hit with IEDs and RPGs. It wasn't just, you know, idle. I put an actual quote by a Lieutenant General Al-Yasiri, Yafik, his name was Al-Yasiri, who had tried to fight Saddam like 10, 15 years earlier and then went into exile when he wasn't successful. And he said, look, you know, I know what he's going to do here. These people have been trained in Europe, a lot of them. They're ruthless, his Republican Guard types. They're going to take off their uniforms. You won't know them from the average population. They'll be in schools and they'll be everywhere. It'll be an urban guerrilla warfare. And so I put that in a cover-up book, but apparently nobody, you know, in decision-making read the thing. At least for 9 months, they kept saying, oh, no, yeah, this is a real fight. Look how, you know, victorious we were, how we just raced right in there. And, well, anyway, so that's happened a number of times. I said when Saddam would be caught soon, and he was, just a few weeks after I said he'll soon be found and caught and whatever, but we'll see if anybody pays attention in the future. In this particular topic, I'm going to pick up from my article that had to do with a competition in America. It's the latest article I had on newswithviews.com, and your current audience, the 4 p.m. audience down the West Coast, 7 p.m. on the East Coast. I had gotten about two-thirds of the way through that article, and that's where I'll pick up. And I was talking...
Now hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Here at Radio Liberty, our guest is Dr. Dennis Ketty. And we're going to be talking, about the most recent article on newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. Let me suggest you go there, and of course, we'll get that for you. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323, or go to the web www.hazarid.com. Hazarid, Hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Hey, Gil.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Cuddy is big deep, pointing out the fact that the problem we face in Iraq today has to do with the Shia belief that they will dominate all of Iraq and that area, you know, before the Mahdi can come. And there is this black-turbaned leader over there who heads the Mahdi army, who is in the process of killing off the Sunnis. Why? Because that's the prophecy of the Mahdi, the prophet, will not return until the Sunnis have been killed off. But we're not addressing that. We're talking about oil revenues. And at one time, Iraq, under Saddam Hussein, was a stable society. And what everybody has forgotten is the United States funded and financed the wicked Saddam Hussein. And he was a wicked man. He was a ruthless ruler. But he was financed by the American government. And if you've read the book, which we carry, written by a CIA agent, former CIA agent Robert Baer, called See No Evil, he will tell you that every Iraqi he ever met believed the United States government was keeping Saddam Hussein in power. So if he was so wicked, what about the people who kept him in power and funded him and gave him money and helped him use the chemical weapons and killed hundreds of thousands of Iranians and gave him the wherewithal to build his chemical and biological war agents? Don't they bear some of the responsibility, those Americans like Donald Rumsfeld and George Herbert Walker Bush, the Vice President of the United States, during the 1980s? Don't they bear responsibility for funding, and the CIA that funded, and the people who let Saddam Hussein billions of dollars from America? And if you want to document this, we'll be glad to provide you the documentation. Anything we say, we'll document. But, Dr. Kennedy, you pick up this story there.
Sure, and the press doesn't talk a whole lot about Saddam being a part of a six-man assassination team back in the 1950s, the late 50s, supported by the CIA either.
And we even have the book that was written many years ago that tells the story, but that's the sort of book they never talk about, and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Brian Williams will never tell you that the Saddam Hussein in the 50s worked for the CIA. And some people believe he never stopped working for the CIA.
Yes, it's sort of like, I don't mean to digress, but when I was in graduate school, I had one professor who was a Rhodes Scholar, and he was head of the Near Eastern desk for the State Department just before he sort of semi-retired and came down to Chapel Hill at UNC to teach. And then another professor, you know, around the corner across the hall was a CIA covert agent. And I remember asking him after the mid-semester break, we were going into January, and then school was starting up around early February, late January. And I said to him, I said, where'd you go over the holidays? And I said, he said, to Finland. And I said, well, really? What were you doing? He said, mountain climbing. And I paused. I said, mountain climbing in January in Finland? I don't think so. So the rumor is, you know, once a CIA agent, always a CIA agent. You never sort of really retire from that outfit. And so I suspect, you know, Saddam still had a few things going there. But anyway, in addition to the very real sectarian conflict and the roots of it, we need to also mention, before I get to the main topic here about competition in America, that if your listeners will look at newswithviews.com and they click on my name and they'll see the current article, what it'll say on the side to the left is other articles. And if you click on that, up will pop about 110 articles or so I've got there. And you want to scroll down to two of them. There's a part one and part two about the role of Iran, because there's a lot of instigation, shall we say, behind this stuff. It goes back 100 years or so ago, and the British are involved, and Zbigniew Brzezinski wanting to this pan-Islamic movement to stir them up, you know, to counterbalance the Soviet movement to the south. And it's all one big geopolitical, you know, chessboard. And in fact, that's one reason Brzezinski's 1997 book was The Grand Chessboard.
Everybody's forgotten, of course, that it was Brzezinski who was at the head of the National Security Advisor in 1979 when the American CIA toppled the Shah of Iran. And, of course, we'd kept him in power for a number of years, from 1953 to 79. We had trained his secret police, the CIA had trained them. And, of course, when we brought the Ayatollah to power, why, of course, the Ayatollah then took over the Shah's secret police. The CIA trained secret police and called them the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. They're the ones, of course, who were recently cited as a terrorist organization by our own intelligence agencies. Why would they cite an organization that they had trained and probably still well controlled as a Islamic terrorist organization? Lots of things going on just don't make sense. And especially Ahmadinejad, who looks like he came from the central casting someplace, and of course is playing his part beautifully, and of course he's the man we're supposed to hate. After all, he represents everything bad and wicked, and we know the Iranians are financing terrorism throughout the world, and whether they are or not, they may very well be. But of course, remember that we brought the Ayatollahs to power, just as we brought Saddam Hussein to power, just as we're keeping the monarchy in power in Saudi Arabia that's funding al-Qaeda to this very day, and why we're funding Pakistan government that's funding al-Qaeda. A lot of these things going on just don't make sense. And, of course, the Pakistani government's funding the Taliban, and the Taliban are killing our boys in the poppy fields and villages of Afghanistan. Why would we be funding the people who are funding the Taliban who are killing American soldiers? Go ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
Yeah, and they're growing poppy fields, too. They're a lot bigger now. Plus, you mentioned about the chemical weapons and Rumsfeld and Saddam. We're very equal opportunity about that. We help the Iranians get their chemical weapons, too. You know, we're equal opportunity employers and providers there. So we sort of help both sides there so they could, you know, use it against each other. But anyway, back to the article that I have on News with Views now. It's Competition in America. And I put a question mark because in last week's discussion with your audience at this particular time, I was going through why there really isn't competition in the largest sense. Sure, there's the mom-and-pop store down the street corner and, you know, the small business, and they do compete. But in the big picture, you have a greater concentration of power in fewer hands, not just the media. And I recounted my own personal story about what happened to me in the media, the music industry, children's book publishing, leading manufacturers of products. I mentioned a design patent I had and so forth. It gave specific examples. And so my last question to your audience at the close of the show was, well, what are you going to do about it? Because that was what I said throughout my talk last time. That's their attitude. You know, what are you going to do about it? And so I'm picking up now by saying in my article, unfortunately, I know the answer to my own question. And that is that most Americans are going to do absolutely nothing about it. And then I rhetorically will say why. And I get into the reason why most Americans aren't and haven't. And it's because they've been programmed that way and they don't even realize it. And what I'm referring to, there's many examples, but in George Orwell's book 1984, when Winston is being tortured there by Big Brother's agent O'Brien, Winston saying, you people won't be successful in your effort to control people's behavior. And O'Brien replies, quote, suppose that we quicken the tempo of human life, end quote. And so since the 1950s, if you look at it, if you're of that age, that's what's happened. That's what's occurred. And so what happens is people, when you speed up the tempo of human life, people begin to think temporocentrically. And what I mean by that is, for example, we're told that we need illegal immigrant labor to keep the price of farm products down. So when people say, oh, you know, this is horrible, they're lawbreakers around, well, we can't, you know, they're doing jobs Americans won't. Never mind the fact that they're not always doing that. You had something like 25,000 Americans lined up the other day in Chicago, I think, for about 400 jobs in a Walmart that was opening. But anyway, assuming that's true, assuming that lots of people don't want to do back-breaking labor in the sun, you know, picking lettuce or whatever, let's assume that's true. And so people say, well, golly, you know, I guess they have a point. Well, what they're doing is pleading with you regarding your own self-interest at the moment, your pocketbook. They say, well, you know, you're going to have to pay a dollar for this lettuce instead of 70 cents. And so most Americans say, I don't want to pay the dollar instead of 70 cents, so I'll just keep my mouth shut and go have a pizza or whatever. That's what I mean by temporocentrically. It's this sort of immediacy, this sort of surface mentality of what I want at this particular moment in time. They don't think in a larger picture. They say, well, wow, that's a great deal for them. But what they don't realize and what they don't consider and what the media doesn't educate them to the fact is that the illegal immigrants also cost them annually about $33 billion in taxes. That's federal, state, and local combined. And not just taxes, but illegal aliens are killing more Americans than the Iraq War. The FBI actually reports that illegal aliens commit more than 15%. That's 15% of all murders in the U.S. Now calculate that cost when you're thinking about paying a dollar for a head of lettuce. But Americans don't do that because they've been conditioned not to think that way. Americans also don't ponder the implications of a statement by a Mexican president. This was just a bit ago, September 2, 2007, Felipe Calderon, regarding the protection of rights of Mexicans in the U.S. He said, quote, Mexico does not end at the borders. Where there is a Mexican, there is Mexico. End quote. He didn't say where there's Mexicans, you know, we have an interest. He says there's Mexico itself, Mexico. The people, especially, I think, in the southwest U.S. should think long and hard about the implications of that statement.
Well, of course, the whole idea behind this is that they want to do away with the sovereignty of the United States. Our leaders have no loyalty to America. That's why they refuse to build a fence or guard our borders or stop the illegal immigration, and they've been playing games for years. If we need somebody to work in the fields, you could have a guest worker program was authorized in 1986 by law. They refuse to implement the law. They don't want the solution. They want the problem. How else are you going to get the American people to be confused about what's right and wrong? And you're never going to get the truth from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. of Brian Williams.
Ted Anderson from Midas. September 25th, 2007, gold 727.20 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $749.90, $369.80 for half, $184.90 for quarter. That's $749.90, $369.80, and $184.90. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Cuddy is simply pointing out really what's going on in the world, as certainly America. In fact, a great deal of the world is being brought up by a few conglomerates. One of them, of course, is Centrum, which is a Spanish corporation, which, of course, is going to be building the Trans-America or the NAFTA highway here, and it's going to own that. They're using, of course, eminent domain to take property away from Americans to give to a private corporation that is going to put in the NAFTA highway. Then it doesn't matter that the government of Texas, the legislature of Texas, voted overwhelmingly. They didn't want the NAFTA highway. The federal government said, Well, if you don't go along with our program, we're going to withhold all sorts of funds from you, and it's illegal for you to try to block this private corporation that owns the Chicago Skyway, and Dr. Cuddy has listed a number of major parts of our government and our property that and their infrastructure that is owned by Centra. And Centra is buying up property all over the world, massive amounts of money. And, of course, it is a major player in this whole effort to centralize power and wealth in the hands of a few, very, very few people. So picked up with the story there, Dr. Cuddy.
Okay. What I'm conveying now is how things are absorbed into it. It's sort of like you've seen these drawings of one little fish gets eaten by another fish, and then that fish gets eaten by a bigger fish, and that fish gets eaten by a bigger fish. Well, a lot of people are talking about Centra, and that's important. But what you need to understand in this consolidation of power in fewer and fewer hands is Centra is just a small part of a larger group called Ferrovial, F-E-R-R-O-V-I-A-L, also Spain. The Ferrovial Group, which in March 2005, after signing a contract for the Chicago Skyway project, they signed a contract for the Trans-Texas Corridor through Centra, their subgroup. 5 months later, August 2005, Ferrovial bought the Weber Group of Texas, which specializes in infrastructure, civil engineering, and so on. And then less than a year later, Ferrovial, in June 2006, bought the BAA, those letters, letter B, letter A, letter A. That's a British outfit, and that's the world's leading airport company. So I'm asking, do you get the picture? Do you see how they absorb and absorb in fewer and fewer hands? The next year, after 2006, the Brands of Spain, that's an organization, capital B, Brands, these are like the heads, the elite of Spain, announced their new honorary ambassadors would include, it's just four people, and one was Ferrovial chairman Rafael Del Pino, along with his friend and Constance Cumbie's fellow she keeps in touch with, keeps monitoring, Javier Solana. Just four people. One of them, Rafael Del Pino, Ferrovial chairman, and Javier Solana, plus two others. Only four were named. And so I put the last sentence, remember my earlier articles about Solana and his importance to the power elite's ultimate goal.
In fact, he is the most powerful man in the world today, heading certainly the Western European military, the Western European, and that's different than the European Union. This is a separate group. He is actually the Secretary General of that group, and of course it's very interesting that the various directives by which he was able to assume power each had before them, the number 666. You can check that on Constance Cumbie's articles up on the News with Views. Javier Solana, certainly one of the major people then behind this whole corporate structure that is taking over the control of the world, and the average American has no idea what's going on. The average American has never even heard of Javier Solana, the most powerful man in the world today.
That's right. They haven't. And a lot of people have heard about Centra, but they relatively few look at the larger picture that Centra is only a small part of this other group called Ferrovial, which is buying up places here in Poland, in Northern Ireland, in, you know, South America, all over the place, absorbing and absorbing this. And their chairman, Del Pino, and Javier Solana were two of four people named by the Brands, the elite of Spain, this past year as their honorary ambassadors.
Now, what's the relationship then to the monarchy, the Spanish monarchy? Because the monarchy, certainly in the Netherlands, in Great Britain, in Spain, and many other countries, are still playing an important part in what's going on. Is the King of Spain, Juan Carlos, associated with this at all?
Well, Juan Carlos is sort of like Prince Charles. He's always got his hand in a lot of these. He goes by, you know, various titles. I mean, if you go back ancestral while, one of the titles is King of Jerusalem.
Right.
So yeah, they're playing mostly behind the scenes. You don't hear a lot internationally about it, but behind the scenes, yes.
In fact, they're often referred to by people who study these secret organizations as the Black Nobility. And, of course, the European nobility have been there for centuries. And these ideas, the power, the wealth has been passed down from generation to generation. And, of course, we're moving towards centralization, ever more centralization of power. certainly in the hands of these Europeans as they buy up America. And soon most Americans will be simply serfs in our what was formerly our own land.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Legislation. Hold that thought right there.
This is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Dr. Cuddy's talking about a new book that's going to be coming out now. We carry a short pamphlet on mental health screening, and it's part of his the series he did on newsreviews.com. But, of course, this is part one through part four. And then we carry a book on mental health screening that was published by Southwest Radio Church. And then there's a new book that is going to be coming out on but mental health screening. And what's the complete title of it, Dr. Cuddy?
Well, it's supposed to be, unless they change it on me, Mental Health, Education, and Social Control.
All right, fine. And so we'll be carrying that book when it comes along. And Dr. Cuddy's just talking about how it's divided into three parts, and I'll just quickly pick that up for our listeners.
Okay. Each of the parts, this will be part 16 through 35, each one of them has those three elements in it. About a third of each part is on mental health and mental health screening, then a third on education, a third on social control. And I'm emphasizing that while you haven't heard much in the national media about this, it is still an important and ongoing issue because as we speak, there's this huge bill about to be reauthorized, within which you have the Mental Health in Schools Act of 2007. That's where they're planning to stick this thing to try and get it funded and implemented.
And isn't this really a matter, Minnie, of indoctrinating our children, of controlling their reality, of simply of making them to go right along with the policies of the state, to believe that the state can, an all-powerful state will give a better life to everyone, and really an all-powerful world government is what we really need with the Declaration of Human Rights. It guarantees our right of course, freedom of speech and freedom of press and freedom of assembly, as long as it doesn't conflict with the policies of the United Nations.
Exactly. And the way they do this is they keep it below the radar. If it surfaces, most people say, oh, well, you know, we're very sympathetic with people, especially young children who may be psychotic. Oh, yeah, we have to reach out to them. We really have to help them. They tug at the heartstrings and so on. But that's not what's going on. What you find is the sweeping nature of these measures. For example, in this particular bill, S-1332, Mental Health in Schools Act of 2007, they always have in legislation findings. This is the first. They're findings. And what they say is about one in five children have a diagnosable mental disorder. Now, think about that. You're there. You're listening to this program. There you are and your husband or your wife and sitting around a table at dinner, and you have three children. According to these people, one of you, because you, the father and mother were also children at one point, have some sort of diagnosable mental disorder. That's not just, you have an occasional downtime, a little depressed tomorrow. You have a diagnosable mental disorder. And among this legislation's purposes is to, quote, increase funding for and expand the scope of the Safe Schools Healthy Students Program, always a nice name, in order to provide access to more comprehensive school-based mental health services, end quote.
In other words, we're going to get those kids in and get them onto drugs of some sort, Ritalin or Prozac or Zoloft, because really that's the solution. If all of our children were on drugs, we wouldn't be having all the problems we have.
Right, and it explains this. I mean, it explains that the comprehensive school-based mental health program will incorporate, quote, behavioral interventions, end quote. So, it may be that your child just has a behavior problem, and so we've got to intervene. And there will also be, quote, student and family measures of outcomes, end quote. So this isn't just about, little Johnny's having a problem at school. There are family measures of outcomes. So they're going to be looking at you, too, at home, how you interact with your child.
Well, because, the tragedy is, Dennis, that we know, according to the CDC, and I really think it's accurate, at least one in every six American children does have some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality or certainly a problem. And, of course, I've talked to people who believe that almost every child has been damaged by the poisoning done intentionally, whether it be the aspartame that they put in everything that children get. And now in almost all of Wrigley's gums are loaded with aspartame, which has a direct effect on the mind and increases the incidence of brain tumors and childhood obesity and so many other problems. And then, of course, the mercury that they're putting in the vaccines. And they keep telling you they've taken it out, but they're lying. And then, of course, certainly the genetically modified foods that they're using. There's so many things that they're doing today to poison our children. The water fluoridation, and, of course, if you put the hydrofluorosilicic acid into the water, and that's in 90% of all fluoridated communities, it increases the lead level in the blood. And this has been, Dr. Masters will be with us tomorrow, has verified this by checking 450,000 children across America, increases the blood levels, doubles in whites, almost four times in the Hispanics, and almost six times in the blacks. Why does the blood lead level go up? There's no safe level of lead. Why are they putting a toxic waste substance in our water that's so toxic you can't put it into a river, you can't even put it into the sea? And they're putting it in for our drinking water. They're poisoning our children. And then we wonder why our children have mental problems. Go ahead.
Okay, and this is at the federal level, and it translates down to the state level. About a year ago, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed legislation called AB 2560. And that allows school-based health centers that you have in California to provide diagnostic and treatment services to students. They actually can treat them there. And according to Karen England, who's executive director of the Capital Resource Institute there, she said, quote, "This legislation is presented as easy access to health care for students. In reality," she says, "the government is taking control of children's health care and, in essence, telling parents that school officials are better qualified to supervise their children's health needs." She continues, "Another alarming aspect of this bill is that students may be treated on school campus for so-called, quote, illnesses, quote, that the school officials believe they suffer from. This includes the vaguely titled behavioral problems." She continues, "Government has no right to remove any child from class and medicate him or her with birth control, antidepressants, or other behavior-altering drugs. As the parent, I," this is Karen England, "I alone have the responsibility and authority to care for my child," end quote. And that's Karen England, Executive Director of Capital Resources.
But, of course, that really is not the way that the government bureaucrats feel. They believe that children belong to the state.
That's
they
right.
belong to the state. The state has the obligation to look after them, really to protect them from parents who don't care.
Yeah, and in my book, like 15 years ago, Now's the Dawning of the New Age, New World Order, I put some quotes under the Nixon administration. He had a mental health commission, which is saying exactly that. You know, he said, "We got to intervene. These parents aren't doing their job. The government has to intervene and help these children regardless of what their parents want." Well, since I mentioned antidepressants, regarding antidepressants and mental health, Dr. Karen Ephraim, about a year ago, she sent a letter into the Wall Street Journal. And she pointed out that Dr. Benedetto Vitiello, who was chief of child and adolescent psychiatry at the National Institutes of Mental Health, this is a person who's a proponent of this stuff. He has admitted that the, quote, "diagnostic uncertainty surrounding most manifestations of psychopathology in early childhood." So the point is, they don't even know what they're doing. They're not even really sure. And there's a diagnostic uncertainty.
But of course, you know, they put millions of our children on Ritalin, which has stunted their growth. Their brains are smaller. It has a permanent effect on their mind and a permanent effect on their growth. And I doubt that 1 in 1,000 parents of the children who are being forcibly placed on Ritalin understands that their child had tremendous capacity to grow, and the Ritalin has simply stopped that. And parents don't understand what they're doing to their children. And they go along because, after all, you've rocked the boat. Why, the government will get mad at you. They might even come and take your children away from child abuse. So you better put them on Ritalin or do whatever the school authorities, whatever the bureaucrat says. People don't understand what's going on in America today. And they don't understand because Rush Limbaugh is not going to tell them. Go right ahead.
That's right. Actually, I think the figure is about 4 to 10 million. It's a wide range of children on psychostimulants like Ritalin. And what your listeners need to appreciate is that a government study found serious side effects in 40%, not 4, 40% of preschoolers studied, and another 10% dropped out due to the intolerable side effects of this stuff. But this isn't widely spread by the Washington Post or ABC News or whatever.
And they're experimenting on our kids, and they're destroying their minds and their futures. And what a terrible thing to destroy a mind. And yet, of course, when you have a different worldview and you're a bureaucrat and you have the power, what's wrong with doing this? It's a great experiment. And what's wrong with experimentation? Isn't that how we learn to make better citizens that will go along with this state?
Right. I mentioned California. This isn't exclusive to California. More recently, pertaining to mental health, just about a month ago, on August 28th of this year, 2007, the state of Washington, sent a letter to random, quote, "dear household members," that's the way it was addressed, "dear household members," indicating that within two weeks, they would be called for a health survey from the Washington State Department of Health and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The letter indicated that previous surveys to give them an idea of what they would be in for could be seen at a particular website. It's www.cdc.gov/B as in boy, R, F as in Frank, S as in Sam. So you can go there yourself. You know, look at it. And a glance at the surveys, the past surveys, shows such privacy-invading questions as the following. Now, this is what they're asking. You know, the CDC, this is what they're coming in the state of Washington, and who knows, maybe your state next. Well, you'll get a letter in the mail saying we're coming.
Oh, no, is this going to be questions for the parents or for the children?
18-year-olds and above.
All right, fine.
18-year-olds above. And here's among the previous questions. Quote, now thinking about your mental health, which includes stress, depression, and problems with emotions, for how many days during the past 30 days was your mental health not good in question? You're supposed to tell them that. The survey also asked the household member if he or she has been, quote, treated for sexually transmitted or venereal disease in the past year, been treated for HIV, had a flu shot, etc.
If I were you, I would not fill out that form, because if you said you had any mental health problems, they will, of course, make sure that you never have the opportunity to be able to have carry a weapon, even have a gun in your own house. After all, there are laws that say if you ever had any psychiatric problem or mental problem, you can't own a gun to protect yourself with.
And they're getting there. I'm getting to a question. They actually have a question like that.
And basically, what they're doing is they're keeping dossiers on every American citizen. And if you doubt that, you need to read the book Fixing Intelligence by Lieutenant General William Odom, 2003. He was the head of NSA, the top secret agency, and he couldn't tell us what was going on, but what he did, thank goodness, was to ask a series of questions, and one was, should the Department of Defense be keeping dossiers on American citizens? They're keeping dossiers on you, and when you fill in that form, remember, it goes on your record. Go ahead.
Right, and they want to know about your sex life, too. One of the questions is, quote, what are you or your husband, wife, partner, doing now to keep from getting pregnant, Plus, the survey inquires as to whether a condom was used the last time the household member had sexual intercourse, and whether there are, quote, any firearms now kept in or around your home, end quote. They want to know that.
Why would anybody fill out a form like that? Are people that gullible? Are they threatening you if you don't fill it out?
Well, we'll see. This is the CDC, and this isn't now. This is 2005, this particular survey was. They've been at this for a while, sending it to these households. In this case, just a month ago, they're sending this announcement to the state of Washington at random to dear household members that we're coming, you know, within a couple of weeks, we're going to be contacting you to answer these questions. And so this particular 2005 survey, which they said, you know, refer to this and you'll get an idea of what we're going to ask you. So this survey even asked the household member to confess about committing a crime by posing the question, quote, did you ever drive a motor vehicle during or within a couple of hours after binge drinking in question mark? In other words, you're supposed to confess to binge drinking while driving, which means you're confessing to a crime. They want to know about your sex life, whether you've committed specific crimes, and so whether you've got HIV, whatever. And you're supposed to answer this. And this is the CDC, meaning the point I'm trying to make is, although this is a form sent out 2 weeks ago that within 2 weeks they'll be coming to ask questions like this, this is on a CDC survey from 2005, which means they've asked this to a whole lot of people all over the country already. And you know, most people have no idea that this stuff is going on.
And, of course, they don't understand they're collecting dossiers on American citizens, at least according to Lieutenant General William Odom. Anybody wants a page from that book, we have the book. But they can't let the American people know. They were doing this long before the wicked Osama bin Laden attacked America. They've been doing it for a long time, collecting dossiers on American citizens.
That's right, and that's sort of the way I am ending the foreword to this upcoming volume that I have, this third volume in the series, Mental Health, Education, Social Control. I say, in other words, the federal government wants to know a whole lot about your private life. And so I would encourage your listeners, when this comes out in the near future, to get it and look at the foreword at first, and then go through the book, and there'll be 20 parts to this one, parts 16 through 35. And each of the parts will look at mental health and education, and then how the power elite uses these things as a means of increasing social control over our lives. And that should be out in the near future, and I hope your listeners will order that from Radio Liberty.
Okay, well, as soon as that's available, Dennis, I want you to let me know so that we can actually carry it, and we'll certainly want to disseminate that as far and wide as we can.
Okay, and what I'd also encourage your listeners to do, and I've ended a number of programs like this, try to look at things. It's okay to look at things on the surface level and what seems to be happening. But if something doesn't make sense, as Dr. Stan has said two or three times during this program, then try looking at it from the perspective of the power elite. How is this particular thing, some economic, foreign policy, crisis, whatever, fit with the power elite's plan to move us towards a world socialist government? And all of a sudden, you'll start to see, well, something that didn't make sense from that perspective actually does make sense. And try also not to be captured by these control mechanisms that they use against us, these coercive mechanisms. Recognize what they're doing to you. They're not the old, mean, knock-down-the-door Hitlerian approach. They're using various coercive mechanisms. So whenever you go to a grocery store and you have this little handy card that you could use to get a reduced price, remember what they're using that for. Not only to actually increase a price and then say they're giving you a break, but also to keep track of what you're doing, what you're eating. They're creating, as Dr. Stan says, a dossier on everybody, what you eat, your sex life, you know, what crimes you've committed, everything. And you're giving them this stuff.
That's sort of like, you know, to get to use the Visa card, MasterCard, you get free miles on your airline of your choice. You even get free automobile insurance if you rent a car. Isn't that nice of them to do that, Noam? They want to take us into the cashless society and now watch those television commercials telling us how everybody should use the plastic to pay for their meals. It's much more efficient.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ever seen elephants fly or cows jump over the moon? If you think those are hallucinations, wait till you hear about some distracted drivers that are really beyond imagination when I come back. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scott Shop towel. Scott Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scott Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scott Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Think flying elephants are fantasy? Listen to the flights of these real-life distracted drivers. One hairy driver decorated cupcakes on her dashboard. Talk about a movable feast. And how about this for distance learning? A woman watching a knitting show via portable TV actually practiced the stitches. And too bad this driver's wits weren't sharp. He used pavement as a pencil sharpener by opening his car door and dragging the pencil tip on the road. Well, we've had some fun today, but remember, safe driving's really serious business. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Scott Shop Towels by Kimberly Clark.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Well, the This is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoy our interviews, weekly interviews with Dr. Cuddy. And remember, they are available. We do talk through the breaks. And Dr. Cuddy sometimes seems to bring out the most important things in between. So if you'd like to get copies of our entire tapes, they're available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand that they're poisoning our children with Ritalin. And, of course, there is no question that it stunts their growth and the size of their brains and what would be the potential if they hadn't poisoned them. And they are poisoning our children with aspartame, NutraSweet. It's in all the gums. It's in so many of the prepared things we have. And this is one reason why we have the marked increase in brain tumors, why we have the marked increase in obesity. And the federal government knows that. And all you need to do is go up on the Internet and go to doorway.com, doorway.com, and go to that website and many of the other websites to find out about NutraSweet. It's a poison. It was known to be a poison. That's why Donald Rumsfeld got it released and, of course, put into your food. And then, of course, the mercury, the water fluoridation, and, of course, the hydrofluorosilicic acid they're putting into 90% of the communities that are fluoridated. Why would you put a toxic substance, a toxic waste in that you couldn't pour into rivers, you couldn't even pour into the ocean? Why would you put that into the drinking supplies of our populations without any studies to find out the terrible harm, the terrible damage it's doing? Understand, this is all verifiable. If you want to verify it, you can go up on the Internet or call us at 1-800-544-8927 to get the documentation, get the poor tapes we have on aspartame, on mercury, on fluoride, or the videos we have or the books we offer. Do you care about your children? Do you care about your grandchildren? Could this story really be true? Yes, it could be, because there really are evil and wicked people out there who actually worship Lucifer. And if you haven't, of course, read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen the video, if you haven't heard our talk on the forbidden secret, or the syllabus, got the syllabus goes with that, the videos, the secret mystery of America's beginning, and riddles in stone, you need to get this information. You need to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being carried out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. We do hope that many of you are coming to our all-day conference on the 28th of October of next, that's next month, and it's going to be from 8 in the morning until, or 8:30 in the morning until, 5:30 in the evening. We are serving lunch. You're going to have a reservation. Our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. I really fear that we're going to be moving into a period of chaos and crisis in America because, of course, there's no incidence where a nation has turned their back on God, where God has not turned his back on that nation and brought terrible judgment upon it. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. If you have not made preparation for the difficult times, you'd like to get a catalog on emergency food or catalog on health products or even our regular catalog, we'll be glad to get them for you. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we would simply point out, if you'd like to know about what you would do if there were a major attack on America, a chemical, biological, and radiological attack, certainly chemical, biological, nuclear attack, you need to get the DVD Sheltering in Place. And then, of course, the book called Nuclear War Survival Skills. This information is very important. You need to know and begin to think effectively about how you would manage. We have a book called Getting Back to Basics. What would you do if you couldn't go down to the store and of course, buy the food there? And you have a water filter to purify the water if something should happen, a Berkey water filter. I guess you can get by with a lot of things, but not without water. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Begin making preparations for the difficult times that lay ahead. Understand, behind all of this are powerful forces aligned against God's people. And so until tomorrow.
you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located...